Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. We're back. It is Wednesday, April 8th. And for those of you who have left the valley, I am wearing a sweater. I can't believe that I'm wearing a sweater in April in India. But anyway, we had an election yesterday, and I heard it was a landslide, but it isn't official until Kim tells us it's so. So, Kim, what happened?
Good afternoon, everyone. Good to hear from you. You're going to listen to me. Maybe we should set up a phone. Wouldn't that be cool? You could call in.
That would not be.
Everybody's going, no, that's a nightmare.
Six-hour podcast.
Yeah, we'd be here all day. We had the election yesterday. I don't know if you watched the video, but I did think it was kind of funny. At one point, I have to ask for nominations from the floor. And considering there was only two people in the room, the election inspector and myself, there were no nominations. I thought that was entertaining. Okay, the three people elected, Johnny Goodrum, the new person to the board. Thank you very much. And you've been elected during a storm. Good for you. You know, when this calms down, it'll be easy sailing for the last part of your term. Bruce Marlies was reelected. Farah Mastow was reelected. There was 6 people who had write-in ballots. One person wrote in Linda Austin, even though she's already on the board, I think. So I didn't get that either.
To show what a good job she's doing.
Yeah, she wants to make sure. Maybe they're doing it for the next time. And let's see that. Now, what also passed was the 2018 minutes. That got approved by 1,699 yes votes, not to approve 51. And then the IRS ruling, which helps us from a tax point of view to be sure that we don't have to pay income tax, but we can carry money over to the next year, 1,609 said yes and 108 said no. Now, I do have a favor to ask. I I'm not meaning this in any bad way. I just don't understand why you'd vote no on those. So if you voted no on one of those measures, would you just write me and tell me why? Because I'm not sure what I'm missing. I just totally don't understand why you wouldn't approve the minutes or wouldn't want to help the HOA from a tax point of view. So let me know. If you don't want to tell me your name, write me a little letter, drop it off at the HOA office or something. I just wonder if I'm, in Never Never Land sometimes. Okay, and then on the frontier vote did pass by 70%, 1301 to approve, 527 not to approve. So what that means is the board may go forward to negotiate a contract with Frontier. Now what it means is the board will have to finish the contract negotiations so that it's something acceptable, that it's in the HOA's best interest, and only then will the board sign the contract. Now, the original plan install start date was June 15th. The install would take 3 to 4 months. So some of you have already asked, are the dues going up in May? The answer is no. They will not be going up till the fall sometime. There will be no dues increase until everyone has had the chance to install Frontier's internet. Now, what I mean by that is this. And I'll give you an example, snowbirds. If you're out of the area, but when we send you a letter saying please call during a certain 2-week period to make an appointment, if you're not available, you would not make the appointment. You would have to wait till you get here, and then you'd call and make the appointment. But the fact that we offered you the opportunity, we check you off as being installed from the purposes of the contract. So once everybody's been given the opportunity for an install, that's when it triggers the contract. That's when we start paying the contract price. That's when we would raise your dues. It's not going to happen till the fall. Now, given the virus situation, very possible it's delayed. Keep in mind, everything's getting delayed. So I don't know for sure, but it would not surprise me if they delay this install till they get caught up. So we'll keep you informed, but definitely no dues increase till fall. People, we did talk about, let me go back to a couple of items. Gatherings, very simple. The order is you may not host or attend a gathering of any size anywhere. That means your front driveway. That means in your home, anywhere. So people are still asking, well, if we practice 6 feet away, 10 feet away, we can all sit in our driveway. The answer is no, you may not. So you may not have a gathering at all. You're not to have visitors over at all. So tell your neighbor. Now, if you want to sit on your driveway, you and a spouse or a significant other, and yell at your neighbor across the street sitting on his driveway, that's okay. That's okay. But you're all not to sit in your own driveway. The purpose is, keep your eye on the ball here. The goal is to save some lives. And very simply put, the mitigation of staying apart is working. That's very clear. So we need to stay away from each other. Very hard for some people, you know. Some people are big huggers. Okay, now as a result of the other part of this whole thing was masks. Masks are required now anywhere outside. The exception to the mask is in your own home. You do not have to wear a mask. And when I get some downloads from the county, in your car, you do not have to wear a mask. But they also go on to say if there's more than one person in the car, you should wear a mask. Here's what the county doesn't know when you're in your car. They don't know if the other person's a significant other who occupies the same house. So technically, yes. If a couple who occupies the same house is in a car together, you don't have to wear a mask. But if you're in a car with another person who does not occupy your home, you both need to put on a mask. Now, the backyard, you do not need to wear a mask, okay? Because it's confined space just like your home. Front yard, you must put on a mask. So anywhere outside, backyard, no. Golf carts, yes, you have to put on a mask. Golf cart is not a car. So if you're in a golf cart, you have to put it on the entire time. Front yard, you're working in your front yard, yes, you have to put on a mask. Walking to the mailbox, even though the mailbox might be right in front of your house, yes, you have to put on a mask. If you go out to, you know, to your driveway to pick up the paper, yes, you got to put on a mask. Now, somebody did ask me about this $1,000 fine. The $1,000 fine is from the county. We do not cite, nor do we have jurisdiction, nor do we enforce that. I don't believe personally that the sheriff is going to be driving in Sun City Shadow Hills and making rounds in order to write a ticket for $1,000. I just don't think that's going to happen. Now, what we do have jurisdiction over is our own rules and regs. And our own rules and regs allow us to cite a person without a mask up to $200 per person. So that is possible. And I've been thinking about this for a little while. And this morning I got two emails from people who asked people walking by, did they know they're supposed to wear a mask? And the response was to mind their own business. Now, I kind of think when people are trying to inform people to save lives, that kind of response bothered me a little bit. So I have directed staff and security, there's no more warnings. Beginning tomorrow, if you're outside without a mask, you will be cited $200. You'll get a ticket, and you will be able to explain it to the Covenants Committee. So the warnings are over. This is too serious. Saving lives is all that's going to matter to me. I will not care about your whiny excuse. If you do not have a mask, don't go outside. Now, alternatives to a mask, a t-shirt, a scarf, you know, anything will work, a towel, but you have to have one. Okay, so starting tomorrow, let it be known. Now, as far as masks, let's get back to our volunteer, the beautiful people who are making masks for us. If you tried to call in today to get a mask, It overloaded our system, and the whole phone system went down all over the place, and you can't call in. I don't know. I'm not even sure they got it up yet. So the response is overwhelming that a lot of you need masks. Now, until you get one, you can't go outside, or you got to use an alternative. But we're working fast and furious. So bless Cheryl Taylor. She's the one coordinating this from Needles and Pins. Cheryl, you're a hero. Your idea in pulling this off is overwhelming. Now, you may sign up for getting a mask online, or you can call the Lifestyles desk. Now, what happened? I sent out a message, and boy, did I screw up. Lifestyles, I am sorry. I am so sorry I screwed up. And what I said was, you call to make an appointment, but I didn't tell everybody that you call on Wednesday. So nobody was prepared yesterday. Their phones went crazy. They didn't have ways to sign up. So all of you that got put on hold, messages, my apology. That was my mistake. That is, don't blame Lifestyles for me not letting you know. So they are taking calls, making appointments, and we're making masks as fast as we can. But it's not going to happen in 1 or 2 days. We also have to make sure you're all kept apart. So there's a very specific process by which you'll be coming to get your mask. You'll be given an appointment. You have to have a mask on to pick up a mask. That's how it works. If you don't have a mask, we're not letting you in the door. And then we also have a process to let you know. One of my concerns was that when the people make the mask and deliver them to the clubhouse, what happens? That's an interaction to me that could spread that virus. So what we're having done is the people making the masks, we're giving them Ziploc bags so they put the mask in the bag. When those bags come into Lifestyles, we're having them sterilized. We're taking, you know, sprays and wipes to sterilize the bag. Then the bag goes into a paper bag with your name on it, and then it will be delivered to you when you pick it up. So that's how we're handling that kind of stuff. And now it's just a question of trying to keep up. So be patient. We will get you masks as fast as we can.
So, Kim, I have a question before you move on. I got the email, and I tried to sign up online to get a mask. And they took my name and address and telephone number. But then they wanted some other number.
ID. It's on your ID card. It's on your okay. Resident right. ID
well,
card.
Well, people, I'll bet I'm not the only person who didn't know that.
Okay.
So that's what it means.
Okay, now the reason we're asking for that information is once we deliver you 1 or 2 masks, depending on how many occupants in your home, we put you on a list that you don't get anymore. Because these volunteers are making all these masks and we're paying for all the costs, but we don't want people getting masks for free, handing it out to friends that live in another HOA. We're not doing that. So that's what that's all about, is just tracking purposes. Okay, now we're going to be moving on to walking outside. Yes, somebody asked. Walking outside is allowed. You need to have on a mask. You need to maintain distancing, at least 6 feet, unless you are two people that occupy the same house. So my assumption when I drive by is two people walking together, they occupy the same house. If not, spread out. That's what that has to happen. Now, home service workers, people have asked me about that, so now I'm going to just read you. Uh-oh, maybe I won't read it to you. I was trying to read. All right, I got it. I found it. Here's what it says. Can home service workers continue to provide their services? Home service workers may provide services to residents if essential to health, safety, sanitation, or the necessary operation of the resident. So if you got a leaky pipe, you got to call a plumber in to fix it because we don't want you to, you know, flood out and be Noah's Ark. Generally, this will mean plumbing, maintenance, that kind of stuff, pest control, similar services, and anything for sanitary household are permissible. Purely cosmetic or non-essential home services, they're asking you to defer. So there's the county explanation, and we have to leave that in your good judgment. golf course walking. What happened recently was the state of California issued an update about golf course walking. And this came about because once they shut down all the golf courses and said no golf courses can't be opened, there was many places asking, well, we're not going to play golf, but can we walk on the golf course? The state said yes. Their directive was specifically that you can't open the golf course and play golf. Now, the reason we don't allow walking on the golf course, we have separate rules. The state isn't saying that you are allowed to walk on the golf course, or that you that we have to let you walk on the golf course. The state is simply saying their restriction is closing golf courses is to golf. Each HOA or each place has to decide for themselves whether they are going to allow residents to walk on the golf course. Our HO rules are specific. There is no walking, jogging, bicycling, or dogs allowed on the golf course at any time. So that is the rules that apply. And unless those rules are changed, there'll be no walking on the golf course, jogging, bicycling, or riding. Now, I'll tell you all, don't waste your time. Talk to me about this. Just go to the other board members. I am not changing my mind. So unless the rules are changed, there's no walking on the golf course. So that state issue doesn't apply to us. Okay. Applications for, people have been asking me about this one, applications for home improvement projects. You're going to put in a new front yard. All of that stuff has come to a halt. So just in case you're asking, all of those applications came to a halt because we are required to respond to that application within 30 days or it's automatically approved. Well, we can't approve it because we're not letting the committees meet. So those applications will have to wait. And the office staff is telling you, just hold on to it. So any kind of improvement to your yard is going to have to wait till this crisis is over. That brings resolve the home improvement stuff. I want to thank most of you for your kind words, your wonderful support. 95% of you have been overwhelmingly nice about what's going on. We all understand what the situation is. I just wish to remind people that this focus, this goal, this game we're playing is serious. This is life and death now. And I would love to get out of this without one person catching that virus or one person possibly dying. And so that's why we're going to be sticking to these rules very severely. I know it's difficult. We're all in this same boat, but it's worth it. I can look across my neighbor's yard and just go, I'm going to do everything possible to make sure they're safe. So everybody that writes me, in trying to give rational reasons while they can walk without a mask or that they can have a party, you will only gain my wrath. That's it. I am not going for it. So until this crisis is over, please stay home. Do only those things you need to do. Call your friends, you know, look on a computer screen and do YouTube and all that stuff and whatever it takes. But it'll be over soon enough. But in the meantime, stay focused on the goal, and that is we're going to try to keep our neighbors safe. We'll talk soon. Take care.
And seriously, people, it's not that tough. There was a segment on 60 Minutes last Sunday featuring an 8-year-old boy who was stuck in an attic for 2 years. He only got food once a day, didn't know if his family was alive or not. That was tough. No internet, no phone. That was tough. We can do this. And so until next time, bye-bye.